Welcome to this week's virtual drasha. This week we have the incredible privilege to read Parsha Shoftim. And the Parsha conveys to us many beautiful, magnificent, and overwhelming mitzvahs. And nestled here in the middle of the Parsha, the Torah tells us this is in Perek Yud Zayin, Pasuk Tes Vav, chapter 17, verse 15. Som tasim alecha melech. Place upon yourselves a king. Tasim alecha melech. A king who HaKadosh Baruch Hu will choose from the midst of your brethren. Tasim alecha melech, place a king upon you. Lo sucha laseis alecha ish nachri asher lo achicha hu. You cannot appoint literally an alien or foreign man who is not your brother as a king. So the Torah introduces us to the concept of malchus, the concept of a monarchy. And whereas this entire concept of a Jewish monarchy is shrouded in so much controversy, is it a lechatchila? Is it ideal? Is it more of an accommodation? We'll leave that on the side. The point is that Kadosh Baruch Hu tells us is going to come a point in time where you're going to want a king. You're going to be a nation in a land, and you're going to want a monarchical structure like the nations you see around you. And therefore, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, okay, if you need to have a king, here's how you have it. And the Torah goes through, actually, the halacha goes through incredible detail in terms of who is fit to be the king, what are the limitations of the monarchy, recognizing that the king is not above the law, the king is not above Torah, the king ultimately, again, is HaKadosh Baruch Hu's servant in this world, the king is HaKadosh Baruch Hu's agent to help steer the Jewish nation in the right way. What the Mefarshim pick up on is the lashon of Som Tasim Alecha Melech. Literally, it doesn't just say Som Tasim Melech, right? But rather Som Tasim Alecha. Place for yourselves a king upon you. And it is here the Mefarshim recognize that at the end of the day, the Torah is telling us, when does a monarchy work? A monarchy works when the subjects, when the constituents, when the flock give themselves over, or machnia, humble themselves before the monarchy. If you think you're an equal to the king, it doesn't work, because obviously you're not going to respect his authority. Som tasim alecha melech. Place the king upon you, respect his authority, sublimate your will to his, so to speak, and at the end of the day, the monarchy will be effective in executing the Ratzon Hashem, the will of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But the great tzaddik, Rabbi Shai of Rapshitz, the Rapshitz Rav, says something incredibly beautiful. He says, embedded in this pasuk, remember, like we always speak about the idea that the Torah has multiple dimensions of understanding. But on a basic level, there's a revealed part of the Torah, a concept, right? We read a pasuk, Torah's taking out of a king, and then there's a panemius. There's an inner part of every pasuk as well. And the Rebbe of Rapshitz says, there's a very deep pneumistic, a very deep inner message contained in this pasuk. Som tasim alecha melech. Place the king upon yourselves. The Rebbe writes, tasim alecha al atzmicha melech. Torah's telling me that I need to be a king on myself. Som tasim alecha. Place upon yourself a melech. Be your own king. Reign over yourself, rule yourself, meaning what? Shetia sholeit aruchacha. You have to control your ruach, your spirits, your desires. Amaasecha, you have to rule over your actions. Vehisnagusecha, and upon your behaviors. Such an incredible insight. And what a beautiful additional dimension to this mitzvah melech. Som tasim alecha melech doesn't just mean place a king upon yourself, yourself being the nation, not just place a king upon the nation of Klal Yisrael. Som tasim alecha melech. Place a king upon yourself, upon you. And who's the king on you? Who's in charge of you? The Rebbe of Rapshitz says, who's in charge of you? You're in charge of you. You have to coronate yourself as the king over yourself. You are the king over you. You control your wants. You control your desires. You control your behaviors. You control your actions. The Rebbe is teaching us such a profound idea. You know, in life, we often spend so much time focusing on the things that we don't control. We've spoken about this so many times in the past, right? And the truth is, because often the things that we can't control, for many of us, are an incredible source of anxiety, difficulty, despair, sadness. And they're often important things, really important things. And I can't get over the fact that I don't have the reins over these really important things in life. And it's true. It is a source of anxiety. It is a source of despair. We're not trying to in any way minimize or relegate that to a tier of lesser importance. But the Rebbe says, what about the things that you can rule over? I am a king. Each of us is a king over certain things in our life. But so often we're focused on the things that we don't control, that we just seem to ignore the things that we do control. I control how I talk. I control the words that come out of my mouth. I am the melech over my speech. I am the king over my reactions. People say stuff and do stuff and act in ways that irks me, that upsets me, that offends me all the time. I am the king over my responses. We are not malachim, we are not angels, and as such, we have desires, we have wants, we have proclivities, we have inclinations, each and every one of us. You know, sometimes we think that because we have desires for things that are wrong, there's something that's broken inside of us. It's not true. If I have desires for things that are wrong, that just means that I'm a human being. I'm just a person, I'm just a man. I don't often have control over what I desire, but I have control. I am the king if I go ahead and fall prey to those desires. If I give in to those things, that's a sign of weakness. As king, I may not be able to control what I desire, but I have the absolute ability to control whether or not to act on those desires. Som tasim alecha melech. Make yourself a king, coronate yourself as a king over you. No one controls you but you. What a profound lesson. Oh, what an incredible insight. As Klal Yisrael is looking for a monarch, as Klal Yisrael is looking for someone to sit on the throne, to rule over them, to usher them into an incredible time of prosperity and peace and hatzlocha and success, all these beautiful things. Kadosh Baruch Hu says, by the way, when you're looking for a king to sit on top of you, just understand, anoint yourself, coronate yourself to be the king of you. And what an incredible lesson to contemplate as we head into Chodesh Elul. This is a month in which we have to accomplish so much. For some of us, this is the month where I'm going to try to cram in a whole year's worth of work into 30 days. There are so many things I promised myself that I was going to do last Rosh Hashanah, last Yom Kippur, and for whatever the reason, I just haven't gotten it done. So for many of us, Chodesh Elul represents the opportunity to make up 11 months of neglecting responsibility in 1 month of dynamic activity. And we could do it. If you put your mind to it, you absolutely could redeem an entire year in 1 month. Perhaps for some of us, Chodesh Elul is the month where I have to finally fix the things that I told myself I had to fix a year ago. I didn't get around, quote unquote, didn't get around to it for whatever the reason. But the Almighty said, now I'm going to fix it. Now I'm going to do it. We all have different things we want to accomplish during this last sacred month of the year. But what I would share is, perhaps part of our avodah of the Chodesh Elul is to take the reins in one area of life. Whether we recognize it or not, all too often, we like to delude ourselves into thinking that we're not in control. I've got a whole list of people who are really in control of why my life is the way that it is. My mother, my father, they did this, my teacher did this, my Rebbe did this, my Rebbe didn't do this, whatever it might be, my spouse, my children. And so I have all of these reasons why I don't have the reins of my life. But says Rebbe Blapschitz, it's not really true. Som tasim alecha melech. Maybe you're not the king of every area of your life, but each of us have many areas over which we do exert monarchical control. Perhaps the first thing, there are many things we want to do over the course of this month, but perhaps the first thing we need to do is identify one or two areas of my personal life over which I have shirked monarchical responsibility, over which I have told myself that I don't have control, but I really do. Identify those one or two areas of life and say, you know what? Som tasim alecha melech. I'm the king. I'm the king. I'm in control. I don't control a lot of things in life, but these one or two things, I do control these things. And because I control them, I'm going to do something about it. I'm going to do something with that monarchical scepter over my life. I'm going to do something with that monarchical control. I'm going to do something with my personalistic malchus. Don't identify 5 areas. Don't identify 10 areas. 2 areas of life over which, in a moment of brutal personalistic honesty, I admit I control it. And I also admit I have not exercised that control. Rosh Chodesh Elul is tonight, Wednesday night. I'm recording this on Wednesday night, Thursday night. We're going into Shabbos, first Shabbos of Rosh Chodesh Elul. Som Tasim Alecha Melech. Let's be brave enough to identify two areas in life where we have the ability to exert control. Roll up our sleeves, yield and wield that monarchical scepter of control, and make a difference in our lives. It's a beautiful way to end the week, a beautiful way to go into Shabbos Parashas Shoftim, and a magnificent way to begin Chodesh Elul. Wishing everyone a good Chodesh, a good Erev Shabbos, and a beautiful Shabbos Kodesh.